Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Welcome to Scripture Adventures, where we seek the wisdom of God like silver and search for it like hidden treasure. All right, we're on the final week of Women of the Old Testament, and today we're looking at a woman tucked into a short but rich passage of Scripture. Her name is Abigail, and we meet her in 1 Samuel 25. And though her story spans only one chapter, I believe her legacy is timeless. You see, Abigail lived in a world where marriages were arranged, often to secure alliances, land, or wealth. Women had little say in the matter, so it's likely she didn't choose her husband. And remember, this is a man that the Bible describes in 1 Samuel 25:3 as a surly man and mean in all of his dealings. She was described as intelligent and beautiful, yet she was bound to a man whose name literally meant a fool. Abigail didn't create the conflict she lived in, but she carried the weight of it daily, surrounded by his selfishness and pride. And this is where Abigail speaks so powerfully to us today. I feel that there's many of us that know what it's like to live under the strain of someone else's decision. Maybe in your marriage, or maybe in your family system or your job. Maybe it's in your ministry situation. You didn't create the chaos, but you're caught in it. Abigail shows us what it looks like to stay wise, courageous, and composed when the people around you are anything but. She teaches us that we can walk with discernment and dignity, even when life is unfair. So let's talk about the situation for a minute. David, not king yet, is on the run from Saul. His men have protected her husband's shepherds in the wilderness and now ask for provisions. It was a respectful, even honorable request. It was very common in that time. But his response comes with insult. He says in 1 Samuel 25:10 through 11, "Who is this fellow David? Should I take my bread and my water and my meat and give it to a band of outlaws who come from who knows where?" Oh, sister, David is furious. He prepares about 400 men to march toward the household, and bloodshed is imminent. But a servant warns Abigail, and this is where she shines, because lean into this. She doesn't panic. She doesn't argue. And she doesn't pass any blame. She acts. She gathers her supplies. She rides out to meet David and humbly falls at his feet. Her words are measured, godly, and full of insight. In 1 Samuel 25:25 through 31, she says, "Please pay no attention to that wicked man, Nabal. The Lord your God will surely reward you with a lasting dynasty, for you are fighting the Lord's battles. When the Lord has done all he promised, don't let this blemish be on your record." Did you see that? She reminds David of who he is, what God has promised, and why revenge isn't the way. And David listens. In verses 32 and 33, he says, "Praise the Lord who sent you to meet me. Thank God for your good sense." Sister, her wisdom stopped a war before it started. Her courage protected her household and preserved David's integrity. So where's her full circle moment? When Abigail returns home, her husband is drunk. She waits. The next day, she tells him what happened, and he suffers a heart attack-like reaction. 10 days later, he's dead. And then David, now recognizing her character and value, asks her to become his wife. And that's found in verses 39 and 40. She went from being the wife of a fool to the wife of a future king, from overlooked wisdom to honored woman of God. And though scripture doesn't say much more about her, God made sure we remembered her name and her character. And in a book filled with prophets and kings and warriors, we find Abigail, a woman whose courage and wisdom brought peace to a volatile situation. Friend, Abigail reminds us, you may not be able to control your circumstances, but you can choose your response. You can walk in strength and wisdom, even in the mess others create. And God sees your private faithfulness and rewards it, even if others overlook it. Look at James 3:17 with me. The wisdom from above is first of all pure. It is also peace-loving, gentle at all times, and willing to yield to others. Proverbs 15:1 says, a gentle answer deflects anger, but harsh words make tempers flare. And then in 2 Corinthians 4:17, our present troubles are small and won't last very long. They produce for us a glory that vastly outweighs them. Author Elizabeth Elliot once said, the fact that I'm a woman does not make me a different kind of Christian, but the fact that I am a Christian makes me a different kind of a woman. Abigail was exactly that kind of a woman, steady, wise, courageous, and grounded in character, even when everything around her was unstable. So let me share some scriptures for you to explore this week. You can find her story in 1 Samuel 25. Look for wisdom from above in James 3, 13 through 18. Wisdom and strength in Proverbs 15, 1, and then in Proverbs 31, 25 and 26. Perspective and hardship, 2 Corinthians 4, 16 through 18. And then 1 Peter 3, 4 speaks to the inner beauty of a gentle and quiet spirit. Thank you for joining me today on Scripture Adventures. As you sit with Abigail's story this week, ask God to grow in you a heart of wisdom, especially when life feels chaotic or unfair. Know that He sees your integrity, your quiet strength, and your willingness to honor when no one else is watching. Until next time, keep seeking His wisdom like silver and searching for it like hidden treasure.